I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks about cooking with rhubarb, a sure sign of spring.
My rhubarb is up. It's the only thing of any substance growing in our garden right now, and very soon it will be ready for cutting. A lot of people aren't sure how to approach rhubarb, but my family is kind of obsessed with it. We love it for its bright, tart flavor and that earthy promise of spring. We have so many good rhubarb recipes, I can't decide what to make. So I did what I always do when I have a recipe question. I called my mom and asked what she's making with the first pink and green rhubarb stalks of the season.
Oh, gosh, that's always a tough question, but I think it has to be rhubarb crisp. The recipe from the Marjorie Standish cookbook.
My mom says she's also going to make a rhubarb pie for my dad, the basic recipe from The Joy of Cooking, because that's the one he loves. But for herself, she's going to make another version.
There's another great recipe in The Joy of Cooking for a custard rhubarb pie with a meringue on top, which is a little different and really good.
So kind of like a lemon meringue pie?
Exactly.
How do you make it?
You chop up rhubarb just as you would if you were making a regular rhubarb pie and mix it with sugar and beaten egg and a little bit of flour and some grated nutmeg. And when you put it in, at least the first time you make it, you might think you're doing something wrong because it doesn't look too appealing. But it cooks and sets up into a beautiful custard. And then, just as you would do if you were making banana cream pie or a lemon meringue pie, you make a meringue and bake it again. I think you must have had it here.
I have no memory of the recipe. My mom says that can't be true, but then remembers that the last time she made it was 2 weeks after I was born for the nurse who helped deliver me at the hospital. No wonder I've never had a piece. I make a note to look it up and then ask about a soft, sweet rhubarb loaf I remember from her friend Sue. Mama, what about the recipe that you got from Sue Elsesser?
Oh, that's for a rhubarb cake, and that's really tasty. I just pulled it out of my recipe box, and it's, you know, the usual suspects, rhubarb and butter and some light brown sugar and an egg, flour, baking soda, salt, sour cream. That never hurts. And before you bake it, you sprinkle it with some more sugar on top. And then if you're really feeling decadent, you can serve it with whipped cream. Jeannie has a very similar recipe.
Jeannie is my mom's best friend. And this comment reminds me that Jeannie also has a great recipe for rhubarb jam with orange and ginger. I'll put up a link on the website, along with the rest of the recipes we're talking about today. Oh, and Mom, what about the rhubarb chutney that you always make to go with Indian food?
Oh, I love that. That's from the book Dishing Up Maine. And I made that for the first time just a couple of years ago, I guess shortly after I'd gotten the cookbook. And I'd never heard of rhubarb chutney, but it just sounded perfect. It sounded like a great use for rhubarb. And it is. It's very easy to make. It freezes really well. And I tend to make a bunch and then freeze it in those little tiny mason jars. And it's just perfect for one Indian meal for two or four people.
My mom also freezes a lot of stewed rhubarb, which is just chopped rhubarb cooked down with a tiny bit of water and brown sugar. She does it in mason jars. If you just fill them two-thirds of the way, they won't break. Then, we both remember a rhubarb simple syrup that my sister made one spring and served with sparkling water and a squeeze of lime. It was tart, but really good.
Elspeth, that reminds me that Papa and I had a rhubarb gin fizz last spring, and it was fabulous. If you can find a recipe for a rhubarb gin fizz online, I highly recommend you go after it.
I found one on Martha Stewart's website, and it involves rhubarb simple syrup, fresh lemon juice, Prosecco, and gin. I hang up with my mom and realize she answered my question, sort of. She's starting with rhubarb crisp. But there are so many good rhubarb recipes that even after we've talked, I'm still deciding where to begin. It may not feel like spring, but I am determined to bring the first signs of it into the kitchen. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to all the rhubarb recipes Elspeth has mentioned on our website at capeandislands.org, where you can also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.